Alrighty, welcome back in hour number two of the radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. A lot of mayhem going on in the NFL right now. A lot of money getting thrown around. And we'll get out to the guest line right now. Welcome in an eight-time Pro Bowler, a member of the NFL 2010s All-Decade Team. And he's a three-time first-team All-Pro. Played for the Arizona Cardinals. Played for the Minnesota Vikings. Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That is a bunch in the podcasting world, here for Odyssey, along with Andrew Filippone. Also does a podcast with his cousin in Bryant McFadden. And that, of course, is Patrick Peterson. Pat, appreciate the time as always. How you been, my man?
Man, thanks for having me, man. Always good to be on with you guys.
All righty, let me start you off with the Steelers. Give me your reaction when you found out over the weekend that they traded a second-round pick, also going to give a five-year, $150 million deal to DK Metcalf with him coming over to the Steelers.
Yeah, that was a big-time pickup for the Steelers just because now they're, you know, although they don't have a quarterback, you know, their quarterback situation kind of, you know, settled just yet, but they're giving their quarterback some security that they have at least two receivers that can win their one-on-one matchups. You know, right now it's just going to come down to if we can keep both of those receivers on the same page and the quarterback on the same page and having a level head for the most part, because we know both of those receivers have a history of being hotheads. But for the most part, I love what the Pittsburgh Steelers are doing right now, addressing the receiver room now that they have another guy that is a bona fide, you know, 50-50 ball catcher winner on the outside. Now they just have to go out there and find their quarterback that they feel that can get those guys the ball.
See, I love the way that you mentioned up the teammate component of this with DK Metcalf and George Pickens. I like what the Steelers did. I still think I need to see more out of George Pickens before I feel comfortable giving him a long-term deal, but he is on the final year of his contract, and now you have someone else coming onto your turf and getting paid. I know DK is a heck of a talent, but how do you think George Pickens is kind of feeling the last 24 to 48 hours?
Probably, you know, just being there, being on, you know, being in that Steelers locker room, I know George is feeling some type of way, but at the end of the day, you know, he has to go out there and earn it. You know, I feel like DK Metcalf, you know, being a guy who I went up against, you know, spending some time in Arizona, like he's a guy who's earned, you know, the right to be, you know, considered as a, you know, a top 10, top five receiver in this league, a guy that can win on a consistent basis, a guy who has been, you know, seen as a modern-day receiver as far as his production and what he is in the locker room. Now we all know that he get in his, you know, scrumples, you know, on the field with other, you know, with opposing teams. But for the most part, we know what we're going to get from DK Metcalf if the ball is, you know, thrown in his facility. You know, so I feel like George has a lot to still prove on the table to show the Steelers and other NFL teams that he's worthy of a, you know, north of a $30 million, $25 million, you know, annually, you know, contract deal. Because at the end of the day, you know, you covered this game for a long time. I've been in this game for a long time. It's a lot that comes with, you know, being a top-tier paid receiver. And I just feel like there are some areas that George still need to clean up for him to be considered one of those guys.
For you, when you were his teammate, and you know that he has an incredible amount of talent, but he could sometimes be his own worst enemy, where you were just like, hey, young fella, you know, you gotta grow up here. You know, you don't got to freak out every time you don't get the ball, even though it's coming from a good place. Because, man, that guy, one moment, could be the happiest guy in the world, and then the next moment, he could be the most miserable, and it's really a detriment to the team at times.
Man, you know, honestly, what I take that back to is, you know, this NIL stuff, man, the way these guys are coming into the league. You know, I could just remember when I came into the league that guys was just always hungry or didn't want to screw up their, you know, their reputation for the next deal. You know, now with, you know, the modern day NFL, you have every guy want to pretty much have their own brand. You have Instagram, you have, you know, guys pretty much driving their own narrative. But at the end of the day, these guys who are willing to give you these contracts may not feel a certain way or may not be walking the same path that you're walking, that you think that's representing your brand in the right way. You know what I mean? So I just feel like, you know, just the modern day is kind of like, you know, blindsiding a lot of guys on the real goal or the real motive, what's in front of them, because so much more that is at hand for them, that's accessible for them is kind of like, you know, is not giving them the right direction or the right perspective on what is really out there for them.
Patrick Peterson here with us. You can listen to him, All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Brian McFadden. Also, you can check him out via Odyssey on First and Pod, along with Andrew Filippone, two great podcasts that he does host. So for the Steelers at the quarterback position, Pat P., we know Justin Fields is now off to the Jets. Sam Darnold, he landed in Seattle today. Rodgers is still out there. I think it's a foregone conclusion at this point that Rodgers is going to be the one throwing the football to DK Metcalf and George Pickens. How about yourself, and what would you think about that?
Yeah, I don't see that being, you know, a bad idea, just because the history that, you know, Coach Tomlin love with, you know, with guys who have a pedigree, guys who have history in this game, that can kind of he feel that can help propel his team to the next level. And I don't really see any clear signs that they're going to, you know, re-sign Justin Fields. I mean, not Justin Fields.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. I don't see any indications of that happening. So I can see them going out either getting a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, or possibly even making a trade up and trying to find a quarterback, because there's not many other quarterbacks out there that I feel that will keep the Pittsburgh Steelers in contention. I think it's just going to come down to Rodgers on wanting to be paid. But I can see that being, you know, a nice marriage, you know, for a short stint, you know, with him being in Pittsburgh. But other than Rodgers, I don't know who the Pittsburgh Steelers would go after. I think they would probably have to settle for Russell Wilson if no one ended up signing him in the next couple hours.
Patrick Peterson here with us. So I know you played in Minnesota for a little bit. Sam Darnold had a nice season. Now they're going to hand the baton over in all likelihood to J.J. McCarthy, with Sam winding up with the Seattle Seahawks. You think that's the right move, even though Sam was winning some games this year? I know it didn't end the right way for the Vikings, so let's say Sam Darnold walk.
Well, you know, the Minnesota Vikings were in a very, very interesting, you know, situation. You know, obviously they didn't, you know, they wanted Sam to go there and be successful, but I can almost guarantee they wasn't planning on Sam to have the season that he was having.
Sure.
This year. You know what I mean? So for the most part, they was already banking on, I won't necessarily say a rebuilding stage, but a refocus on their quarterback room. And I just don't feel like they was really comfortable. I don't know what Seattle gave him. I know he just signed maybe a couple hours ago, but he got a lucrative deal. Matter of fact, I think it was 3-year, $110 million.
Yeah, 3-year, $110 million, so, $55 million guaranteed.
Yeah, so 55 guaranteed. I just don't feel like with the Minnesota Vikings drafting a quarterback last year, you know, spending the first round draft pick on a quarterback last year, they was not worthy, going to be willing to give up, you know, those X amount of dollars to a Sam Darnold, who they already wasn't banking on to have them in the position that they was in already. So I can see the direction that the Minnesota Vikings are going in. I don't know what the situation is with Daniel Jones. Maybe that's another quarterback a veteran quarterback who you can have step in there for maybe, you know, the first quarter of the season to still give J.J. McCarthy some time to get, you know, the understanding of the play calling, the understanding of the scheduling and things like that, so you can really hand him over the baton. But it's going to be very interesting to see how the Minnesota Vikings handle their room, because I still don't think it's time to hand J.J. McCarthy the keys, although that they drafted him last year. I'm just always I'm very advocate of giving these young quarterbacks an opportunity to learn their way before you just throw them into the fire.
Now, we saw Aaron Rodgers go from Green Bay to the Jets. We also saw Brett Favre go from Green Bay to the Jets. You know, Brett Favre then wound up in Minnesota. Could you see maybe Rodgers do that, where it could be in the best interests of the Vikings, where you delay JJ another year and you kind of throw a bone to Aaron Rodgers for one final season?
I think, honestly, it's just going to come down to what Aaron is willing to accept, you know, at the end of the day. You know, we all know what his pedigree is, but we also saw what the last two seasons was as far as his performance. You know, I still think he's worthy of being on someone's team, but it also comes with baggage. So therefore, like, teams going to have to be understanding of what comes with Aaron Rodgers. What are you willing to pay Aaron Rodgers? What Aaron Rodgers is willing to take? Because it's a lot that's going to come with a, you know, 41, soon to be 42-year-old quarterback, you know, into your franchise. And if you really believe that he's going to be the guy that puts you over the, you know, the pedestal for that one or two seasons, yeah, then pull the plug. But if you don't feel like he's going to be the guy that can put you over, you know, over the hump, or if you have enough pieces around him, or if you are even willing to swallow, you know, whatever that he's willing to take for those 2 years to put your team over the top, that's going to come down to, you know, ownership and, you know, GM making that decision on if they think he's the right guy.
Now, I got to ask you about Myles Garrett, right? Said he wanted to go chase a championship, and then the Browns said, we're not trading you. Then Cleveland gives him a new deal over the weekend, $40 million a year and $123.5 million in guaranteed. Like, the fan in me wants to say, ugh, like, you lied to us. You said you want to go chase a championship, but I get it when a player takes his money and stays with the current team that he's on, even though no one looks at the Browns as a championship contender anytime soon. As a player, how did you kind of process the whole Myles Garrett situation?
You know, as a fan now and as a player then, Myles Garrett didn't lie to us. You know, at the end of the day, that's how he felt in that moment. And then now the team hearing that, hearing his frustration, hearing that he wants to go elsewhere, the only way that they can make it better is with dollar signs, with making him the highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the game, you know, ever. You know what I mean? So being a former first-round draft pick, not a former first pick, but, like, for me, when I was drafted by the Arizona Cardinals, I wanted to give them everything that I wanted. You know what I mean? I wanted to win. I wanted to be that player to help them win their first championship. Not saying that the Cleveland Browns are going to ever be in that position right now, but they got 5 years to do it. You know what I mean? So I can kind of understand where Myles was coming from when he requested the trade, because the team wasn't in a very good situation. Then what the team did was make it right. All right, cool. If we're not in a position to make it better right now, we'll give you some insight on what our future plans are. And on top of that, we're going to make you the highest paid non-quarterback, you know, ever. Who's to say if Myles Garrett was to get traded that the Philadelphia Eagles or the Detroit Lions or the Kansas City Chiefs, whoever were those teams that are contenders in his mind, was going to give him that type of deal? I don't see none of them doing that. So at the end of the day, Myles Garrett didn't lie to us. The team just made it right. You know what I mean? He played his frustrations, which were he wanted to be on a contender. He tired of losing, this, that, and the other. He wanted to be on a contender. Trade me there. Team was like, no, we're not doing that. Another way that we can make this better, by making the highest paid non-quarterback.
Before we let you run, Patrick Peterson, defensive backs-wise, I saw Jordan Lewis lands with the Jaguars. Carlton Davis going to the Patriots. They're going to team him up with Christian Gonzalez. When you look at Darius Slay, he winds up in Pittsburgh. Any reactions on any of these cornerback moves using your defensive back mind?
I like the Darius Slay. You know, like I said early on in the show, you know, Coach Tomlin is one of those guys who love those veteran players, those savvy guys who's been in position to not only win, but who are in the position to help the younger generation. I think Darius Slay is going to be a very, very a key component to Joey Porter as he continues to be, you know, a young shutdown cornerback in his league, to continue to, you know, help him learn his way, study the game, and be a professional along the way. So I really, really love that that signing by the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Carlton Davis I think that's a security blanket, and now they have a guy who they can really rely on that can go out and, you know, cover not only number one receiver but top-tier cornerbacks, and also a guy that can also help the young fella.
Christian Gonzalez, yeah.
Yeah, Christian Gonzalez along the way as well, because he showed some flashes in his first 2 years in the NFL. So, you know, I love my DBs. I love to see, you know, not only seeing those guys shine, but seeing those guys getting paid. And it's going to be another fun season to see these, not only these young guys, but these older guys who continue to, you know, pave their way towards Canton, and also their way out of the league, how they finish up their career.
The last time you joined us, it was during the season, and you said, hey, you know, you're still in shape, you're still ready to go if someone wanted to give you a call. Obviously, you didn't return to the gridiron. What's the dealio? You coming back next year, or are you officially done?
I'm not officially done just yet. I have some, you know, some special news coming out pretty soon.
Ooh.
But for the most part, I don't look forward to playing football. I have stayed in, you know, in the best shape that I can if that phone was to ring. But for the most part, this is a young man's game. You know, I want to just sit back and continue to relax, take my girls to dance practice, cheer practice as I'm doing right now. I'm enjoying that, and also analyze and continue to talking about the game. You know, being away from the game for a year now, I really found a real joy in that. So hopefully I got enough reps that someone wanted to take a shot on your boy.
Well, All Things Covered podcast, also First in Pod as well. It seems like what you're saying to me is you're enjoying the golfing life and playing Baccarat, right? That's what you're telling me, Pat?
Exactly. Join playing some Baccarat, join waking up, cooking the girls breakfast, taking them to school. We just came off of spring break, enjoying the golf life. Now that the weather's starting to get better, going to get back out there on the lake, start catching some stripers, you know, things like that. So I enjoy not having a schedule to have to attend to.
Well, we're looking forward to whatever that announcement is. Pat P., appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.